The pandemic has affected the willingness and ability of people to place family members in congregate facilities and the ability of those facilities to provide care. It has also created COVID long haulers in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, 10% of those infected, according to a UK study. It's too early to tell whether COVID-19, like its SARS predecessor, will result in lung damage 2 years out or more. Home healthcare has a supply and demand problem. Where will the people who provide services come from? How will they be compensated? How will their own health be protected? How will the dignity of this work be recognized? More will be expected of families of people of all ages who have special needs. And we can only hope that many of those people also have special needs trusts.
For at least the next 20 years, there is likely to be less money to pay for the public benefits on which our clients rely. Throughout the developed world, even before the pandemic, government and corporate debt were so high that the Peterson Institute for International Economics predicted a recession beginning in the first half of this decade. High government and corporate debt are compounded by low increases in productivity. Since 2008, US productivity has improved by less than 1% per year. This appears to be due largely to uneven and very limited improvement in education, in contrast to the flowering in the years following World War II, and the predominance of the service economy, in which, as we've all experienced, it can be very difficult to become more efficient, more productive.
In an agrarian society, which predominated culturally before World War I, status determined the economic unit to which one belonged and on which one relied. Formal or informal, these economic units were based on being a member of a family, on worshiping at a particular Balinese temple, on residing in a certain Aztec altepet or English parish. Duties and privileges flowed from one's position within that family, worship group, altepet, or parish, a position based on gender and age, and on broader family relations, financial position, and line of work. As a status-based economic unit, the family, primarily the nuclear family, continues to be important in the U.S. culturally and legally. Parental and spousal duty are unquestioned. In Medicaid regulations, filial duty is deemed to require performance of a broad array of household, personal service, and medical tasks. Unlike in Europe, familial duty and bonds of affection, which are far from universal, are not strengthened by forced inheritance. In the U.S., you can will your property to anyone you please. Everywhere, the demands of affection and familial duty conflict with other demands.
Today, status has largely been replaced by contract. We are employers and employees. We fund disability and retirement privately through employee benefit programs, insurance policies and investments, and publicly through Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Medicare and Medicaid, as you know, are part of the Social Security Act. This conflict in the law within the very same federal statute reflects and reinforces the conflict our clients experience in trying to comply with a broad cultural imperative to take care of family members, while the legally imposed financial scheme assures that by doing so, they are permanently and irretrievably damaging themselves and their immediate family. Status-based, status-prescribed work, which replaces or impinges on contract-based participation in the economy, is costly.
Family caregivers are rarely paid. They have no health or disability insurance. They have no paid sick or vacation days. They do not accumulate credits for Social Security disability and retirement benefits or for Medicare. Instead of receiving payment for work, both directly and indirectly, they pay to work. The 2016 AARP survey of family caregivers of disabled people between the ages of 18 and 50 found that, on average, family caregivers paid $7,000 per year out of pocket. If they lived an hour or more away, they paid more, $12,700 per year.
The financial harm to family caregivers is lifelong. In 2020, half of married couples and 70% of single Americans relied on Social Security for at least half of their retirement income, while 21% of couples and 45% of single Americans relied on Social Security for 90% or more. Without paid full-time employment and Medicare and Social Security credits, family caregivers are likely both to over-rely on Medicaid and on Social Security disability and retirement benefits, and to have lower dollar amounts on which to rely.